Hey everyone, thank you for joining the Pink Cloud 9 vodcast video podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and everywhere else in between, social media, Facebook, Instagram, etc. I am so happy to have the most amazing, beautiful, lovely, the one, the only, Kristen Franny. She is a business and mindset coach. So, Kristen, thank you so much for being here today. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for having me today. This is super exciting.
Totally. I'm very excited. I'm so happy that you're here. Okay. So, business and mindset coach, very interesting thing. So tell me and us and everybody listening, watching, what do you do really? And how do you help people in business?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I help coaches and entrepreneurs achieve their next level of success by overcoming the blocks that are keeping them at their current level. So whether that's looking into better ways of doing business or easier, more simplified strategies that work aligned with their business model and what they want their business to look and feel like, what their vision is for their business. And we look into how we can expand it so that they can go really big. And then most of the time we realize that even when we've got those strategies and systems in place, we run up against a whole lot of mindset blocks. And that's kind of, I'm not a huge fan of saying superpower, but that is kind of my superpower. Like, I get what makes people tick and can help people really uncover what those blocks are that are keeping them in the paradigm or in that level that they're currently in, so that they can see the possibility and the potential and they start taking really easy aligned action. It kind of surprises them. They're like, oh, it's that simple. Why didn't I know this for the last 20 years of my life? And so I help people really achieve their vision of success on their terms without having to follow a script or a strategy that is, you know, copy paste. It's specific to each individual person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell us a way, one testimonial, one person that you absolutely helped that came to you, just an example of one person that, you know, came to you and how are they doing now?
Yeah, so I'm going to use one of my most recent clients. She came to me, she was at the end of her rope. She had been working as a professional organizer for the past 3 years. She loved the idea of decluttering and helping people to achieve the results that she set out to help them with. But she hadn't booked a client in over a year and a half. And she was running out of money. She was getting real frustrated. She was very frustrated because we see so much in the online space about, here's how I made 10K overnight. Just follow these three simple steps and you can do it too. And she felt like she had tried all of those strategies on for size and done all of the things and it still wasn't working for her. So she was starting to make herself feel really wrong. And not knowing what was happening. So we took a look at what was happening in her business, who she was reaching out to, what was working really well. Mm-hmm. And throughout the course of doing that, realized some of the really big mindset blocks that she was coming up against, which were really keeping her from being confident in talking to people. And what was happening is she just wasn't inviting people to work with her. So she was doing all of the things, but she was terrified about getting onto sales calls. She was spending hours, you know, perfecting what to say in a live. She was spending days coming up with two posts to put out in her group. And she was just so stressed. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't working, clearly. So we uncovered that she was actually holding on to a whole lot of trauma that was 20 years old, mm-hmm. That was telling her that she had to do things a certain way and she had to be in control of every single element of what she was doing. Mm-hmm. And when she released that and we cried on the call, both of us did, it was a very, very touching moment about halfway through our working together. So we were about 6 weeks in that we got to the meat of what was holding her back. And from there, over the next 2 weeks, she shifted course. She got really clear on who she wanted to work with, which was a totally different person to who she was trying to talk to before. She got really brave in going live in her group and inviting people to work with her. And within 2 weeks of doing that, she had people reaching out to ask her about working with her in a bigger program. So she's doubled her prices. She has totally redesigned her offer so that she goes deeper on the results that she gets with people. And she's gone from having zero sales calls, like she didn't even get people onto calls for a year and a half, to just this week, she's had two people reach out to her and say, hey, how can I work with you? And she's had sales calls this week. So I don't know yet the result of those calls and whether she signed them into clients, but she went from absolutely zero results to confidently doing the things that she needs to do in order to make the impact that she wants to be able to make. And the biggest thing was really being able to sit down and let go of that limiting belief, because she's also seen that that's trickled out into all other areas. She's changed her relationship with her husband, and she's working out every day, and she's making better meals. And, you know, as a result of that, not that one call, but through that process.
Yes. And it is a process, you know, it's like a, it takes time and patience, and you really, you know, like the decision to move forward. And I like that, you know, you help with, you know, confidence or understanding, you help clients understand themselves or understand their situation, and you help them with, accepting confidence or understanding confidence in their lives, you know, I mean, because there's so many different, you know, aspects, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And what affects one person might be totally different to what affects somebody else. So this is why the copy paste strategies don't work, right? Because there's a story that everyone is bringing to that copy paste strategy that is keeping it from working, right? But everybody's story or baggage, or, you know, whatever it is that they're carrying around is different. And so it's uncovering that. The thing is, it is a process, but it also happens really quickly. Like, she'd been carrying this trauma around and doing the work and going to therapy and reading the books and following Mel Robbins. And it was the course of 2 weeks where we got really deep into what it was that was going on. And she said, oh my God, I've been carrying this around with me for 20 years. Like, I am done. And from that moment, there was a significant shift. So it is a process and being able to get there. But once it happens, like, it's a radical ascension. Yeah. It happens fast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like that aha moment, right? That I get it. The eureka, right? Mm-hmm. And it you don't know when it's going to happen. And then it's amazing when it does, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Very cool. So, how long have you been doing what you're doing, and how did you get started, and what do you see for, like, the future for with your clients and things and yourself?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Great question. So I've been coaching coaches and entrepreneurs specifically for the past 3 years. Before that, I was a general life coach, and I was working with a lot of different people. And through the course of that year in working, I decided exactly who I wanted to work with, which is people who have a big impact and are really passionate about the impact that they get to make through their business. And I came to doing this when I had what I call my oh shit moment, when I lost my job. So my job ended sooner than I thought it was going to, and I couldn't in good faith put myself back into that corporate role and that corporate world. I didn't want to do it for the next 20 or 25 years. And what I had done and what I was really successful at in my career, and the reason my job ended was that the company restructured and I was working abroad, and my salary didn't fit in as an expat, didn't fit into the new salary structure. So the expats were all let go because we cost twice as much as the locals. And so I decided then to take, you know, what I loved doing, which was coaching people. And I had been running, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars businesses. You know, I worked in corporate retail, and, you know, was responsible for over $300 million in sales per year. And so having the understanding of how to grow a business and run a successful business and analyze a business comes really easy to me. It just happens. And what I realized in this space is that a lot of people who are coaches or service-based entrepreneurs want to do really good and want to bring their mission and be successful at what they're doing, and they've got to make money, but they don't have that experience with the business acumen. And unfortunately, what's getting sold online is very much a, here's my checklist, copy it, and you can be successful. And business doesn't really work that way, because there's too many factors that come into play. So when I decided to work specifically with people building their business, that was about 3 years ago. You know, it gives me goosebumps because I found my dream client, right? And I very much feel that we're ripple to revolution. And, you know, if we can each impact our sphere of influence and the people within our community and make the impact that we're here for, then it just gets bigger as the ripple goes outwards. And so it gives me goosebumps to think that I get to work with people like that now.
That's awesome. I want to remind everyone that Kristen's links will be in the description, so feel free to click and connect with Kristen. What's the consultation like with you? What's the process? What's the easiest way to reach you?
Late. Yep. So the easiest thing to do is hit me up on Instagram, which will be in the link. My website, I always tell people, you know, when I first started my business, the very first thing I decided to do was start a website, and nobody looked at it except me and my mom. So I don't even have one now. I keep saying I'm going to get to it, but I'd rather spend my time actually connecting to people and talking to them instead of worrying about a website. So hit me up on Instagram. I do an interview or a consultation with every client that I bring on because it's important to make sure that we're a perfect fit and a right match. And that's as important for me as it is for the person on the other side, because it's a big relationship that we're entering into, and there's a lot of trust involved. So, and then that coaching consultation looks very much like the coaching looks like. And I ask big, deep questions. And I always start off with, what's your big goal? What's your next project? What does that get you? How does that align with your vision? And what's stopping you? And then from there, with what's stopping you, we dig into the meat of creating a plan and co-creating what the action steps are going to be, that will help that person get to their level of success. And there's two different ways to work with me. I have a 3-month offer or a 6-month offer. Right now, as we are recording this, I have only 2 spaces left, and my calendar is pretty full with consultations. But I am looking for right fit clients who are interested in taking their business to the next level and getting really solid in knowing what to do in their business so they can focus on doing what they're here for instead of focusing on all the other stuff.
Yeah. And that's valid because, you know, we're recording today, you know, in April 2023, but somebody might watch this video in, I don't know, June 2024. And then maybe by that time, your calendar will hopefully be a little bit more, you know, flexible. And they'll be like, you know what, I'm just going to get a hold of Kristen, you know.
Yeah, and I would say get in touch regardless, right? Because I work with people for 3 months or 6 months. I've had clients that have signed up and we're working together for our second year because her business is just, you know, exploding. And she wants that level of support. But, you know, I'm always cycling through clients, and it's always exciting for me to get to have those conversations. Even if my calendar is full and I get to waitlist, then it means that we get to have that conversation and we can help. You know, I was on a call with somebody yesterday, and she's like, oh my God, I had no idea that the reason I'm doing this is actually down to self-sabotage, and this is what I've been doing. And I didn't think I needed a business coach, but I think I need somebody like you in my corner. And so she's come away with some action steps, which was totally our objective. So, you know, it's always beneficial to reach out and ask questions. And I love to help out. I love to get onto calls, because when we show up in service is when we do our best work.
Yeah. Shine bright. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Kristen, Franny, for being here today. Business and mindset coach. Get a hold of her. Links will be below. Any last words before we say in part ways?
I want to thank you so much for this opportunity, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of the amazing impact that everybody gets a chance to make, and how we get to change the world and make it a better place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you everybody for watching and listening. The Pink Cloud Nine podcast, video podcast on YouTube, Spotify, everywhere else. Please be kind to children, seniors, animals, and just be kind. Thank you.